Okay, we go three short parshas, Saf, parshas Paro, Tashin Pei, Dalet Adiyas, Post Purim, Pre Pesach, whatever you want to call it, Alun Shavili, the Nishmas, Esatihi, the Bas of Gavriel Pinchas, Rafuah Shlema for Avram, Abba Ben Chendel, Beso Shechoy Yisrael, and of course for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, the hazardous and the soldiers. The first idea comes to us with the Rebbe Ramaylech, Zois Tairas Ha'oila. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk Vav, Perik Vav, Pasuk Beis, but the Zois Tairas Ha'oila, this is the Torah of the Oila, this is how you bring the Oila. And says the Rebbe Ramaylech, what is the Torah Ha'oila? It doesn't just refer to the carbon Ola. It refers to what a Torah should be done. It has to uplift us, it has to inform and transform us. Rebbe Mel tells us, Zois Torah Sa'ala means make sure you're learning Torah for the right way. The Kaisa Shem Asher Eitzal Egil Limit Torah Lishma. How do we get to Kaddish Baruch Hu's Holy Torah? She Zachich V'Yitara Adam Es Midosav. That we make sure that we have good midos. Like Rabbeinu Yonah tells us in Perek Gimel, you may derech Eretz Ein Torah. It's like you have the Torah, but you don't have the Kli. If you don't have midos, then the Torah can't inform and can't swarm us. Kigo midos akas v'atodah sheyam rachmon. If your midos atakas, your anger, become merciful. This is what the Rachman Shivka Rebbe told the Mari de Gavor. The ideas of the Nimrus Torahs. Zois Torah Sa'ila. Torah has to transform us and uplift us. And what's the number one Eitzah to do that? It's Dafka through our midos. Dafka, Amen. Derech Eretz Ein Torah. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you don't have midos, you don't have kedushas and midos. Like Rav Chaim Vital said, it's the foundation. It's the foundation of everything. Good midos, then the Torah can transform and inform us. This is the entire what Pesach, what Purim and Pesach is all about. What's the first halacha when it comes to Pesach? First halacha is don't say tachanun. Why don't you say tachanun? Because the carbon Nesiyim. Who were the Nesiyim? So there's a sefer, I'm forgetting who says it, that at the end of the day, you don't say tachanun because of the Nesiyim. Who are the Nesiyim? The Nesiyim are the ones who took the beating for everyone. The whole reason we don't say tachanun all month of Pesach is because of the Nesiyim. How do you be a Nasi? Become a Nasi by caring and they took the beating for our brothers and sisters in Mitzrayim. Beautiful idea number two from the Rebbe, the Chabad Shkrom Imrus Tohers. Second idea, we're talking about the calling out those clothing. It says the Turei Zav. Rashi says, V'lavash ha-koyin mido, matam lomar mido, she'teheb kimidoso. To make sure that the lengths, it's not too short, not too tall. It says the Turei Zav, an incredible lesson. She'odin sarach lesnai, v'avodah Hashem kimidoso. A person has to be careful in their v'avodah Hashem kimidoso. According to their ways, according to his measurement. What does that mean? Hanu kesheshir b'chinoso madregoso, shalinasa sanag means like a voz. So you think you're better than everyone else. No. You have to make everything to be measured out. Become a kohen gadol, there's a reason for that, because you have great midos. Don't let the position change you. Make sure to serve Hashem Baruch Hu in every single way possible. Don't say at the end of the day, I become a powerful person and it changes who you are. No. Kimidasomin says the Turei Zav. Don't make sure you're in life. Everything is measured out. Like the Rambam says, midos come from the word of midos come from the measurements. Measurements. One to have another, one to have guy. Everything's got like the Rambam says, shvil azov. You have to have the proper boundary, except when it comes to two midos, kas and gaiva. Excuse me. Got to have the proper balance. Tavka, this is what the shvil pichas brings down in on Purim. It was Purim this week. He says that we know Mordechai is known as ish Yehudi ish Yemini. So he's a Jew. And the Chazal say from Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin. But Shri Pichas, I believe, quotes from the Sas Emes. Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini is also the Koyach of Dibor and the Koyach of Shtika. Ish Yehudi, what does it mean to Ish Yehudi? Hapam Oides Hashem, there's a time to talk. There's a time to think. There's a time to express the emotion. And then Ish Yemini, there's a time to be quiet. Why is it called Yemini? From Rachamino, when Rachamino was quiet. Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, you have to have that proper balance. One to talk, one to express, and one to let emotion go. I want to be quiet, I want to be silent. But have that proper balance, have that proper measurement. Very important lesson in our lives. Beautiful idea from the Turei Zav, from the Sa'as Semes, on Purim, brought down by the Shri Pinchas, idea number five. Three. Idea number three comes to us from the previous Rach Meshuggah Rebbe, the Sefer Imre Kodesh, Tavshin Lamed Beis, Tavshin Lamed Gimel, Vav. Eish Tameh Tukar Mezbech Lo Sichba. There should be a constant fire, continuous fire in the Mezbech, it shall never go out. Says the Rebbe, an incredible lesson. Eish Tameh Tukar Mezbech. Remez al Shivisi Hashem Nani Tamid. You see the word Tamid? Tamid refers to Shivisi Hashem. She Tamid Dalik Bamuna Sheish Bayer Oilam. You have to always remember that Kaddish Baruch Hu is constantly with us and constantly aware constantly involved. Asha Elder Shetovik Batalmin Bakarish Baruchu. As the Baal Shem Tov says, brought down Dagal Machan Vraim Tel Namabiz. Asha Elder Mayakshu Hashem Avon. Praise is the word that the person who makes sure, who doesn't think that Hashem has sin, what does it mean? Asha Elder Shetovik Batalmin Bashem Zbach, Achim Mesir. You've got a Kadosh Baruch Hu for 1 second, then you lost the Ashkacha Pratis. No. When a person wants to have the Ish Tamed Tukah Mizbeach, it's Mitafka through Amunah, through awareness. Through awareness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rav Judah says in the Baderach, he quotes the Mori Naim, Hakol Adobar Acha Mimishnoso Kiilu Mischai Benafsho. Someone who forgets anything in their learning, they're Mischai Benafsho. What does it mean? Kol Echad. Of course, everyone forgets their learning. Well, most people forget their learning. If you get the Echa, if you forget the Chodesh Baruch Hu, you're learning the Chodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, you're just doing intellectual gymnastics, then Mischai Benafsho. We have to remember the Echad in our learning. You have to remember the Echad in our carpal. You have to remember the Echad in our David. Remember the Echad in the way we act with our children. We have to remember the Echad the way we act in the supermarket. That's what it's all about, says the Mori Naim. This is exactly what it means. Eish tamed tukah mizbech lo sichba. Constantly have to have the awareness, the emunah, the Chodesh Baruch Hu. This is what the Lubavitch Rebbe also wrote in the Sicha a little bit differently. He says, Eish tamed tukah mizbech lo sichba. Eish tamed. What does it mean? A constant mizbech? A constant mizbech on our hearts. We constantly have to make sure our hearts are on fire. It says that you connect it in the same Sicha to the Purim. Now, Haman wants our Shekhar Chabadarach, like the Oish Kodesh, Hashem should avenge his blood, brings down from Parshat Zachar, from the Avodas Yisrael, and I believe from the Avodas Yisrael, and the Oiv Yisrael, and also from other Sermons, probably the Mori Naim, of Hashem, all the Sermons, Hashekhar Chabadarach, Kriyus, Ish Tomin, make sure you're fired up, a Purim's over, oh, I'm going to have a downer, no, says the Rebbe. Make sure you're up constantly on fire. Yes, there are different types of Ruts of Ashov, certain more quieter moments, but always trying to yearn and learn and do more and act more and do. And we have to, especially for Klai Yisrael right now, we don't know what's going on in our Yisrael. We know what's going to be. We need all our mitzvahs. They need all our Torah. Parshas Parah. What's the tikkun? What's the whole Indian of Parshas Parah? Indian of Parshas Parah, Chazal tell us, Rabbi Dinsky explains it also in Mishkan Metzalah, is that we didn't understand where Moshe went. So we made the Egel Zav. Comes the Parah Duma, don't understand it, we do it anyway. Nemuna Pshuta. Ish tamid. That's the imuna. That really goes well with the first idea from the Rachma Shuv Karabi. Ish tamid tugat, whether it's a constant imuna, which is the tikkun of the chede eagle, which is part of duma, or the sizzle of Babich Rebbe, ish tamid to make sure our hearts are constantly on fire for the Rabbanu Shalom, always looking, not just davening and check. No. With passion, with a bren, with a fire, with an energy. Let's review these three ideas. So Shrabi said, Zos Torah Sa'ilah, Rebbe Malik says, the Torah has to be a Torah Sa'ilah. Torah Sa'ilah has to inform us, has to be able to transform us and bring us up. And how do you do that? Through Tikkun Amidos. Through working on our Midos, specifically Kaas and Gaiv, and make sure we don't have those, Midos. This is what the Chaim Vital says, that the Midos are the Yisod, the foundation of our entire Torah. It's not in the Torah because it's the foundation of the Torah. It's brought down in Olam Amidos. Incredible, incredible sefer. And this is what the Rabbi Yonah writes in Perek Gimel, Perek Yevas, I mean, Derech Etzer and Torah. Just like a kli can't, if it has holes in it, the water is going to go through the cup. So too, if you have Torah, but you don't have Midos, you have nothing. The Turei Zav says, to make sure, Mido, Niknes Evad, Kimida So. You have to measure out the Kohen Gadol, so if it's too long, too short. What is Kimida So? Kimida So means that all our Midos have to be measured out. Not too much humility, not too much kav, everything to be measured out, except for the Shil Zal, like the Rambam says, stay far, very far away from Kas or from Gaiva. Kimida So, but also Mido, Yavas, Hashem Yisbarach. And everything that Chodesh Baruch Hu, I have that balanced. But I think he's also saying that we have to see this is really the same idea from the Avodas Panim. My friend Rav Ashi Blum sent me this week. You have to remember, every minute Chodesh Baruch Hu's, the situation could be changing. 1 minute could be calling for Gaiva, the Gedusha, 1 minute for another Gedusha. We have to make sure what Chodesh Baruch Hu is sending us, right? For Yishihudi, Yishimuni. There's times that he had to talk up, Mordechai. Time he had to be quiet. Esther Lomarika, she didn't say her name. Shination says of Sassamas. Yishihudi, talking, expressing things at Chodesh Baruch Hu. Yishimini, by Esther, by Rachel, being quiet. And finally, the third and final idea of the Imre Kodesh, a previous Nashmet Rachel Meshivka Rebbe told us, Ish Tamid Tukam Azbech Losikva, Tamid refers to Shvi Sashem, then in Yisame, always thinking, knowing Chodesh Baruch Hu is by her side. This is what the tikkun said, the Meshka Metzala. Tikkun for the Chede Eagle was, we didn't understand where Moshe was, so we made a Chede Eagle. Dafka Paraduma is something, it's a chok. It's just chukas ha-Torah, it's the ultimate chok. We don't understand, We still do it anyways. And this is what the Lavash Rebbe said. We have to make sure to be on fire. Ish Tomid, Purim's over? Oh, Purim's over. Purim next year is on a Friday? No, what about now? It's the week after Purim. And if Kluger brings that from this former Gedoshim, that Paro is Loshon of Purim. Nach Purim. The Shabbos is Nach Purim. It's more Purim. We have to make sure we're constantly on fire, like the Ish Kodesh Kos from the Avodah Zerah, from the Morinai, other former Gedoshim. That's what Amalek wants to take the Asher Karchel. They want to make sure that we're cold. We have to stay on fire. We should be Zach Baz Hashem. The Torah should transform and inform us. But specifically starts with our Tikkun Amidos, making sure we're working on Amidos, make sure we're properly measured, knowing when to use which midah at which time, and to remember always the Kadosh Baruch Hu's awareness by our side, especially in these dark times, these chaotic times, we don't see the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand so openly. To make sure to always be looking for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, make sure we always stay on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam Shkoach.